Well, thank you so much for praying for us and also singing even these blessings that were sang over God's people by great prophets of all times, Aaron and Moses. They're the pioneers of the church of the Old Testament, if I could say something like that. So thank you so much. We value that. And I think it is something we need to be mindful of as God's people, that God always wants us to follow him and to know his plans for our lives. And so I thank you. We continue to value your praise. Today is not a valedictory address to you in some ways, but it might be. We never know. God is in charge, is the one to be followed. And all that we need is to have ears to hear and hearts to believe, to follow in his instruction. So there is no better way to finish to this period and to begin the year than to say, follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. Because whatever Jesus always will say to us, follow me. Follow me. You will be saved. Follow me. Because that is the work that he began. He just wants us to be with him and all that he was doing. So that is what, to follow Jesus is what will carry us through, isn't it? It's what has brought many of us through these years, isn't it? It's being a follower of Christ, being having faith in him, and also living the life that he has given us, the salvation he has bestowed upon us, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the scriptures, and the gift of the fellowship, and the loving God's people. And we have been traveling together. And so something we could not have experienced in any other way apart from following Jesus, isn't it? So there's no any way for me to come and know you guys if I was not following Jesus, isn't it? You see, that is the thing. Because I followed Jesus, and so that is why he led me to his own people. And that is what he does always. He leads you to his own people. You see, one person said to me, whenever you go to a new country, there are a few things you need to find out first. You see, guess what are they? If you are a believer, church, is there any church around here? You see, that is the first thing you want to think about. The second thing, is there any bakery maybe? Bakery, not hospital. Because no one thinks that, I'm going to be sick. You see, we want to be well. So is the following Jesus, being in Christ, that enable us to go through all the challenges of life, and also is Jesus who is the only way. You see, through his instructions, we see the way into peace, way into joy, way into everything that is good. It's Jesus. This is what Apostle Paul himself was telling his friends at Philippi, and that is what we are going to do something to talk about today. So that is what he was trying to do. He was writing to his Christian friends at Philippi, and he himself he was in jail in prisons, and yet he wanted to encourage them to follow Jesus. To follow Jesus. So his circumstances couldn't stop him from seeing the most important things in life. So he is encouraging them, and today he is also encouraging us. So let us look at what he says in chapter 1, verse 27. Chapter 1, verse 27 of Philippians. He says this: whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is what he says. Whatever happens to me, conduct yourself in a manner that is worthy of Jesus Christ. So he is encouraging them. He said to them, look, let us just live as Christians. Let us live as those who have come to know Jesus Christ himself. And so he says, whatever happens to me, I'm in jail, whether I die or I live. So I want you to live as those who have come to know Jesus Christ. And we know Apostle Paul, his best church is Philippi. Philippi, that was his favorite church. And he was in jail, and these were the people who loved him so much. They supported him in his gospel ministry. They supported him so much to the point that when he was in jail, they sent this man Epaphroditus. His name was Epaphroditus or Epaphroditus. So they sent him with gifts to encourage him. So this guy got sick while he was in Rome, and his church heard that their friend was also sick, and they were so concerned. And now he is well, and he is going back to Philippi from Rome. And Apostle Paul took that opportunity to write to the Christians' friends at Philippi. And with that, I got 3 points to say to you, but I want to just briefly mention things that he touched on things. He touched on these things as he was going to speak to them. So this book could be just really preached at one setting, you see. But I want to be selective and just give you some things that can help you. So he wrote back with this guy, so to the Philippians, expressing his heart for their love for him and his ministry as he advances the kingdom of Jesus Christ. So he said to them, if any, an encouragement from being united with Christ. These people, they were Christian. They are in Christ. They are united with Christ. That is chapter 2, verse 1. They are united with Christ. They are Christian. They are in Christ. And all that are coming for them because they have come to believe in Christ, because they have come to be part of God's kingdom. You see, because it's this in Christ we are chosen, even before the foundation of the world. Actually, the Philippians themselves, they were people who were really trusting God themselves. They were believers. They were doing it. They were doing it. But Apostle Paul is encouraging them to do that the more. He's encouraging them to continue to trust and to believe. And this encouragement is not just out of blue. That is something they do when he said to them, work out your salvation with trembling. It's not saying that you work hard. That is what he says, chapter 2, verse 12. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You see, continue to follow Jesus to work out. These words, actually, Paul is going to use more in different forms. Work out, so dunamites, energy that there. So this sounds as if people are going to try harder. No, he's not saying that you are to try harder. You see? He's not saying that. But it sounds like he's saying, work it out yourself. Hang on a minute, he will say something in chapter 1, verse 6. That will prove to us that he was not saying that. But he was saying, keep at it. Keep at it. Continue to work out your salvation with fear of God. With fear of God and with awareness that, you know, the Old Testament says, in Isaiah 63, isn't it? Those who trembles at the word of God. Those who have in their mindsets that there is God and who has called me to be to obey. That is what Paul says. He said, you were obedient people. When I was with you, you obeyed the gospel and you believed and you have trusted that. Well, don't do that only. I know you did that when I was there. But even in my absence, even do it the more. This is a great opportunity for this man to say these things as Epaphroditus is going. So continue to do this. And you do this, and for these reasons, because this is what is going to happen. As you do this, it's not you who is going to do it with your strength, with your intelligence, or to try harder. No, he's not saying that. But he's saying, you need to know this. You need to know this clearly, that when you started to believe in Christ, it was not even your work, isn't it? You didn't choose him. The Bible says we didn't choose Christ, isn't it? We were chosen in him before the foundation of the world, and Christ is the one who has chosen us. He says this in the context of the fellowship he had with these people. Because these people, they were working out their salvation as they were believing, and they were living as God's people. And as they were engaged in the gospel ministry, they were so generous. And then they saw that Jesus' kingdom advances through his people, his men that he has raised up. There were women praying and providing as well. And so Paul says, like, this partnership is God who has begun that. You see? And so he said that it's God who has begun this great work of partnering with them, and is a good the good work that you had in your heart to support me in this ministry. So this God who has begun this great work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And so as you work out this salvation, and so is God. It's God who has begun this work in you. You see, as you are working out this salvation and partnering with the gospel ministry, as you live a holy life, as you live a life that is worthy of Christ, that what he says earlier in verse 1 chapter, 21, verse 127, that you live in such a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. And so he said, I'm confident that God who began this work, he will finish it. So you don't have to try harder. All that you need to do, you need to trust God. It's God. You need to rely on this, to have this confidence that I have myself. Because when we don't have this confidence in God, and then we cast really restraints, isn't it? We think like, now I just want to take things on my hand. Or to my hands. How do you say it, guys? into your hand. Isn't it? No. It's saying, I have this confidence. And I'm encouraging you to do this. I want you to know that this good work that spreads over not only in the form of supporting gospel ministry, and actually it's a noble thing. See, even the support that these Christians were giving to a man of God really became the reason of this letter that has blessed us. And this letter comes also with these great instructions. You see, rejoice in the Lord always. And I say again, rejoice, isn't it? You see, we can remember a lot of things here, isn't it? Because Paul could see that we are going to press on. We are going to really to finish. Because he himself says that. So it doesn't matter. You see, your circumstances is not the problem. You see, because he is in a prison. You see, he said, it doesn't matter what happens to me. To live is Christ. To die is gain. You see? And actually people used to interpret this wrongly. To gain, as if you are gaining. No, it's not Apostle Paul gaining. To die is, to live is Christ, to die Christ has gained even more. So, this God, we can trust this God, that every work he began, he finishes, isn't it? It's not like a builder who has built a house, and then suddenly you run out of materials or money or anything, and then the building is incomplete. It's not like that with God. You can trust him absolutely, 100%. That all that he begins, like he finishes. And that is why Apostle Paul is encouraging his listeners not to lose heart. Even he is enchained, the gospel will never be chained. And the impact and the power of the gospel will continue. Whether by the removal of one person, you see. So the kingdom of God advances. So he says to them, just be confident on this. And the day of Christ Jesus is pointing to the great day, the last day, when Christ comes. You see, even though we know that the days of the Lord, they kicked off, even in the Old Testament, the day of the Lord is the day, will be the day of judgment. You see, but he says, this is what God is driving us into. So he doesn't want us to stop in the middle. God wants us to finish because he's working. He's doing. He knows what he's doing. You see? He knows what he's doing. Are you going through hard times? Things are not clear. Things are so hard. But let me encourage you. God finishes that which he begins. God is able. He has all the resources. He has all the power. And the promise is that I will be with you to the end. That is what he says. No matter what happens. No matter what happens. That is what Apostle Paul is encouraging his friends. And he said, like, even this partnership will continue, even if I die also with the gospel, the partnership that he has. And also, he wanted to tell them, like, look, there you have a lot of things on your side. Because God, who began this work, who will finish this, is also the same God who works in you to will. You see, so Apostle Paul is saying God is doing this, isn't it? And now he's saying you also, you have a work that you are doing. But this work that even that you are doing is God himself who energizes you. That is what he's saying. For it is God, chapter 2, verse 3, for it is God who works in you. So the Greek word is energy, who gives you the energy to do this. You run out of energy, it's God who supplies the energy to follow Jesus and to finish your salvation and your work with trembling with the fear of God. Because God is at work in you, energizes you. The energy that was not there before when you were a pagan, when you were a sinner, before you came to know Jesus Christ. That energy was not there. You see, that will, he works in you to will, to have the will to do. You see, follow me. Jesus would say, he said to three people, isn't it? Or two people in the gospel. Do you remember that? We need to read our Bibles. You see, follow me. And the person say, oh, yeah. Or maybe let me start on a better note, isn't it? He said to Peter, follow me. They follow Jesus, isn't it? You see? And so you also, you follow Jesus because he gave you the will to follow him, isn't it? You see, you didn't have the energy. You didn't have all the reasons. Why should you follow Jesus Christ? You see? But God works in you to will, to have the will, to have the readiness, to be clear about what you are doing, and to rise and to get to follow and to do that and to leave other things. You see? Because a man shall leave his father and mother and be cleave to his wife, isn't it? But just imagine if you didn't have the will to leave your parents, you won't be cleave to your wife, isn't it? Yeah. That's it. So Apostle Paul is saying, I'm encouraging you to know that it doesn't really all ends with you. You don't look at yourself and say, I'm not clever enough, or I'm not good enough. You see, it's God who works, energizes you to will, to have the will. You see, to have the mindset. The will is to have the delight to do something like this, more than willing. That we say that, isn't it? You see, I will be more than willing. You see, that you are ready even to do what you are asked to do, isn't it? So God works in us that we are more than willing to. He works in you to will, to have the will and to act according to his good purpose. You see, what is his good purpose? So to the point that he is working in us to have this will. And you need to remember that the two words, works in you. He said works, and then also to act. It's the same word. You see? So it's here God who is doing the action, isn't it? The works, the energy. You see? That will have a result. For you to move forward, and then you start to do actions, to act according. You act according to God's good purpose. How on earth, frail human being, fallen creatures like us, be able to act in such a way that we are aligning ourselves with God's plans for us, for our blessings, and also for the blessings of others? You see, for his glory, that is what he's doing. It's an amazing thing to think about. And the first one comes in the present participle, works. But the acts here is coming in the infinitive. You see, our actions, God enabling us to work endlessly to eternity according to his good purpose. You see, it's coming in the infinitive, the mood of the word. So God just doing something that will last forever in us. And as you sit and you believe and you look to Christ, that is what is taking place in your life, isn't it? And so that is why we're in a meeting like this, when we come together to encourage one another in singing and praying and studying the word of God together. That is what we end up having as we walk out from this place. You see, we are even more energized, more even encouraged to follow the Lord, more encouraged not to look to our failures and our shortcomings, but to look to him, the one who began this work and the one who is working for us to align us with his good purposes for our lives, for his glory. The Christian life become hard when it's ending up to be done and do, or when it's becoming like simply what we are doing ourselves and not what God is doing. I can assure you that it will be very difficult for you to will and to act according to God's purpose. Apostle Paul wants his friends to know this. He wants them to know this, and he wants us to know this even today. As we are beginning this year, we need to have this mindset. Don't forget my 3 points. I told you two only. I'm going to tell you briefly, shortly, the last one. All the work began with God. Everything. He even has designed your pathway in life. Even, I always say this to his students, even the courses that you are going to study, even the career that you are going to have, God has designed that for you, because he has created that situation for you to live according to will and to act according to his good purposes. And his good purposes are worked out in such a way that even we are not aware ourselves of what he is doing, but if we align ourselves and we are willing to submit to God, we will finish well, isn't it? We will finish well. We will finish. And so he just encouraged them. And then he says, he told them a few things that Christians need to do as they work out their tremblings. He says to them, do everything without complaining or arguing. Arguments and complaining. So we when we do these things, we are blamed. That is why I say, don't do this so that you will be blameless, isn't it? But the Lord will blame us, but he may not condemn us. But even this word is for us here to consider. Because we are living in a very fallen world, isn't it? That is what the Lord says here through Apostle Paul. So as you live this way, you become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a crooked and depraved generation in which you shine. So the purpose is for us to shine as we tremble, as we at God's word, as we have this attitude of mind and heart that God is at work. It's God who is energizing us. And so don't forget this, the energy we have, Lord, to have the focus and to have the mind that loves Jesus and then the heart that yearns and burns for his returns and his glory. So is God. And so we need to be mindful of that. And Apostle Paul is writing this. He was not like saying that I am really a great believer. He didn't say that. He never said that, even though some professors and commentators and all theologians, and rightly so, somehow say he's the greatest believer Christian ever lived, is Apostle Paul. But he was the greatest because he was acknowledging also that he was not really doing it himself. You see, that is what he's saying here. This is my last point. He said, like, I'm saying this thing not because you think that I have already attained. I didn't get it right altogether. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Because as we do this, we are not doing it ourselves on our own. We are not doing it ourselves on our own. But he says this. He is pressing on. I do not consider myself, 3:12. I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it all. Or I have taken hold of Christ completely. No. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect. But I press on. You see, I press on. I press on. That is what he's saying. He is not perfect himself. But he says, I press on to take hold of that for which Christ took hold of me. Professor Alan Harmon said to us, this is a very difficult word to explain, isn't it? But really what he's saying, I press on to take hold of Jesus because Jesus took hold of me. That is the gist of the word. I press on to do this. I don't rely on myself, but I just press on to take hold of Christ. Because we are not complacent, we are not to be complacent in any way, but to take up all the means of God's grace to press on so that we can finish the call of God on our lives. And this is a message for us in our days when we can do everything else, we can plan for holidays better, more than maybe planning for retreats where we will be spiritually nourished and encouraged and then to take hold of Christ. We need to do this. We need to do this some more. We need to have prayer meetings where we pray in such a way that the Holy Spirit comes and fills us and inflames our hearts and sends us out to bear more fruits. We need to do this. This is ways to press on, to take hold of Christ. That is what Apostle Paul is encouraging us. So to take hold of the person who has captured me to the point where I am in him. And he says, no matter, and I tell you, friends, Apostle Paul is saying, even his imprisonments, even like encourages even other Christians to be bold to preach the word of God. So our problems, our troubles actually should even work better for us to serve Christ. You see? I'm surprised all the time when I see the bad news, the death that is coming out of South Sudan. And then you see also the amount of joy as these people are praying and are worshiping. I get confused. So it's a land full of suffering and death, you see. And yet also it's a land where a big chunk of Christians are just glorying in Christ. Because what? Because the Lord God energizes them to will and to act, you see, and to finish. And to align themselves with the purposes of God. It's the people who knew that the only thing they could do to overcome all these troubles is to press on to take hold of Christ. You see? And actually that is what is going to happen. Even now people are praying. Whether through the war, you see, South Sudan is going to be stable because now that is we do, people are just looking ahead to a time where they will be preaching freely. They will be returning to Christ. That is, they are looking over all these troubles to see Christ taking all the glory in the land of South Sudan. And that should be our also attitude as we look over this nation that seem to be going off the rail, you see, running away from God. Also, we need to have such a faith like to look over and to see a time when these people, they will come back. But this will not happen if God's people would not believe that God who has called us to be his witnesses here on earth, if we stop believing that he is working in us to do everything good, if we stop believing in what he supplies, if we stop, we rely on our own strengths, and not rely on his energy that he pours out into our hearts. We won't see revival in this nation. And if we are not finishing our calling and trembling, we won't be able really to do that. So let me rehearse these things, and I just want to give them to you. Go home and just study Philippians. Go home and study Philippians. I just want to, there are much to say here, but I just want to tell you, even Paul, as he was writing this in his prison cells, he was rejoicing. He said, I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need. Since they supplies all his need, but it was good of you to share in my troubles. See, that was what he was saying to his friends. He was encouraging them. And he encouraged them. He says to them, whatever is true, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And that is such a way that we finish our walk with God. We walk in this narrow road really as we think of these words. You see, one of the things I want to encourage you, especially those who are very much attached to the social media, has a really great impact on the mind, you see. And so it's just because even it's songs that people are singing, they were inspired by other forces. They might be very good, but if they stick to your mind and you sing them along, you will be full of things that you will hate so much. You will not be able to think about these things that Apostle Paul is talking about. You see? So what is my first point? My first point was the fact that the God who began the good work in our lives, he will finish it, isn't it? And he will finish it because he energizes us. You see, he gives us the strength and the energy and the will and the focus really to want to follow him. And also to our actions, the works that we do. Oh, the work of the believers, isn't it? Faith without works is dead, isn't it? It's not that we are saved through works, but this salvation, the salvation that Christ for us to. That is what the Apostle Paul says. Look out. Not everyone should be looking only to their own interests, but to the interests. That's what he's saying in chapter 2. Each of you, chapter 2, verse 4, each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. You see, it's by if you want to work out your salvation, and then it's a good way. Look to your own interests, because that is what really, if we read the words carefully, not only, and then even it's English, we can understand it. Not only. He didn't say that you don't care for yourself. But he said, not only. If that is the only thing you do, and then you are not working out your salvation with trembling, isn't it? And he uses example of the Christ's humility, what is given to us, that even, you see, to bring glory to God and to save us, he had to humble himself, you see, and to give up his deity, being equal with God. Not completely, but he lowered himself. And then he did all that he did on the cross for us. And finally, we are to press on. Not to be complacent. We are to read the word of God. We are to pray. We are to repent of our sins. We are to love. We are to seek to go to mission. We are to seek to look to our neighbors. We are to seek to forgive others. We are to seek to repent of our sins. We are to seek to bear fruits, to help the poor and the weak, you see, whenever the Holy Spirit is touching you. Let us stand together. Follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. So I'm going to pray that all of us today, we will have this attitude that was in Christ, to humble ourselves and to say, Lord, I want to begin the year well with you. Lord, I just want to, even if you are going well, you can go even better. Isn't it? You can even go better. We can never be perfect in this world. But we can change from degree of glory to another, isn't it? We can do that. God can reveal to us sins that are really troubling us. And then we can just start to go, this is my New Year resolution, isn't it? To follow Jesus. And I'm praying that this will be your resolution as well, to follow Jesus, to know him and to know this energy that Paul is talking about, the energy that is from God to give us this mind and heart to follow him. Oh, may the Holy Spirit come right now and press this upon our hearts, all of us, not to think of nothing else but to follow Jesus and to take hold of him. And not even to think about the things of the 2025, the hard things, the bad things. Apostle Paul says us that he forgets what is behind, but he press on. This is the single things he did. And we are all to do this, to forget those moments where we have encountered hard things, or we have been abused in some ways.